It hasn't even been a year since he was drafted, but tonight Kevin Gausman will make his major league debut for the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, I called my dad and he didn't answer, of course, and so I called my mom. And, you know, my dad told me he thinks she almost about fainted. So it was pretty exciting and, you know, kind of emotional for my mom. So it was definitely something I'll never forget.
Gausman, at the age of 22, will be the first player taken from the 2012 draft to reach the big leagues. And even more impressive than that, after just 13 professional starts, 2 in Aberdeen, 3 with Frederick, and just 8 above single A, all with double A Bowie. So the question would be, why so soon? Here's Orioles general manager Dan Duquette.
I look at the player's skill level, and Kevin has a really good fastball. He's got an excellent delivery. He's got a very good changeup, and he's got a developing breaking ball. And he has elite control. So, and he can field his position. He holds runners. He does all the things that you need to be competitive up here.
Gausman this year with the Bay Sox is 2-4 with a 3.11 ERA. But the amazing number with him is that he's just walked 5 batters in 46-plus innings while striking out 49. And in his last 5 starts, he's been spectacular, allowing just a total of 6 earned runs.
I think I definitely improved. I think the biggest thing is probably my slider improved more than anything. Just being able to throw it in different situations. And, you know, I've talked kind of all year about I've kind of learning different ways to throw it in different, in different situations. And so that's something I think I definitely learned how to do more than anything else.
For Kevin, it has been a meteoric rise to the majors. This time last year, he was pitching with LSU in the college baseball postseason. There is, of course, a risk anytime you rush such a highly touted prospect. The fear, of course, failure. Baseball in particular, and especially in the major leagues, has inevitable failure, and lots of it. What about that risk, Buck Showalter? Is it worth it?
A lot depends on the maturity level and stuff. Friday night pitchers at LSU in front of 10,000 people, and you know, he's pitched in a lot of environments. You know, ability plays. That gives you confidence. And the old adage about, you know, if they bite when they're a puppy, they're going to bite when they're a big dog. I mean, like I've said many times, try as you may, you can't screw up the good ones. They're going to seek their level, and we think Kevin, sooner or later, will seek his level.
Now, Kevin Gausman was the 4th overall pick and given over $4 million as a signing bonus. He was supposed to be good. He was supposed to be a fast riser. The hype, as one of the game's best pitching prospects, is very relatable for Gausman's battery mate tonight in Matt Wieters, the former 5th overall pick and former undisputed top prospect in baseball. Any advice, Matt?
Only natural for every young kid that comes up. He's going to be nervous in his first start. The key is just to be able to sort of use those nerves and use that excitement, you know, for him as opposed to against him. And big thing with Gaz is he throws strikes and commands his pitches, so that's going to help him go a long way.
And for the emotions tonight, against the heavy-hitting Blue Jays at the Rogers Center on the road.
Obviously, it's going to be really exciting. I'm trying not to think about it too much and just go out there and, you know, keep doing what I've been doing, throw strikes and, just try to pitch my game.
The Orioles have long been looking for an ace ever since the departure of Mike Mussina heading into the 2001 season. They hope they found a new one tonight. And you can hear it live on WBAL for the 7:05 first pitch. Reporting from Camden Yards in downtown Baltimore, Brett Hollander for WBAL and WBAL.com.